information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to the 80th episode of The Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being with you this week. Gosh, 80 episodes, it feels like epic. Like, you know, like an epic movie. Epic movies are just kind of long. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this week. This week, I talk about the latest news that made the news, and then I'm also going to give you advice that was courtesy of my friend Carl Joshua Ngobe on how to start a business when you have nothing. Yeah, start from scratch. And then finally, we're going to talk about Lobolo in light of that news about Pokelo and so forth. We'll talk about that later. But the big story this week that had everybody and their cousins' tongues wagging was Professor Jonathan Moyo, the Information Media and Broadcasting Services Minister. Well, he had to step down. And the news coming out is that it was a technicality because when he was appointed as a minister, he was given that position as a non-constituency MP. And now, since he won the seat in Cholocho, yeah. Since he won the seat in Cholocho North, he was now an elected member of parliament and therefore had to be reappointed. And the drama coming out of this, some people saying he was fired, it was a clever way of getting him fired and that sort of thing. Some people say there's also some politics behind it. Nobody really knows, except you know, probably President Robert Mugabe and his people. They're the ones who probably know what's really going on. A new law came out in South Africa that pretty much legalizes adultery. Now, if you know, in Zimbabwe and until recently in South Africa, you could sue a person for adultery. Now, the law in South Africa says you can't. The law cannot really legislate for how to decide damages for things such as love and trust and so forth, because that's what marriage is predicated on. So that's just a new law. And also another law in South Africa now, if a guy defaults on his if a person, because sometimes it's a woman who's paying maintenance, defaults on maintenance, this could affect their credit rating, so therefore they might not be able to get credit because they did not pay their maintenance. So they want to just make sure everybody pays maintenance. This is kind of weird because you get idiots out there that say, I can only pay maintenance like $5 for my child. I'm like, what do you think your child is having? Two beers? Idiot. Also happening this past week, Chiangwa's house, Philip Chiangwa's house, burnt down. Yeah. No. Strangely enough, there wasn't really that much pity for him all over the internet and so forth. But sadly, yeah, his house burnt down. And then also Munyachi Dzonga. Yeah, you know him from Big Brother Africa, also acted in Lobola as well as The Gentleman. Yeah, he has a new child. Brand new child. It's like the child is like 4 days, 5 days old or something. And the little kid is a brand new kid. He's got a new one. His wife just gave birth. And yeah, so shout out to him. Congratulations to Munya and Adiona. And finally, Stunner's beef with Mudiwa escalated. And, you know, this is some serious diss material that came out there. Stunner coming out and saying that Mudiwa has lost his girlfriend, which is like big news. So apparently he's no longer with Karen. I don't know. It's like weird. I don't know. I mean, it just got really personal. It's got like, don't know. It's like, you know, beef. Beef is weird. Not the meat. I love the meat. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, just beefing with people. It's just like, don't do it. It's like, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. Just, it is what it is. Anyway, on the other side, I will now talk about the 10 things that, 10 tips for when you want to start a business from nothing. Yes, it is the Quiddercast. The name is Larry. And now I'm going to talk about the things that I think you should have, like essential life skills, like, 10 things you need to know. 10 tips, really, on how to start from nothing. And this was written by my friend, Carl Justin Mubeh, who's now at the Cotton Country Inn. And, is running a business there. And he says, you know, the 10 tips really that he's got that he wanted to share with everybody on how to move forward when you just get down in your luck. Maybe you're out there, you're sitting there, nothing's working, and you were in a position that was pretty awesome at some point, and then everything just fell apart. These are a couple of ideas that he has. He says, forget what happened to bring you here. So don't sit down and wallow in self-pity and all that and stuff. Write it down, cry about it and so forth, but take one day to do it. But promise to move forward. Just like put it away and continue with the rest of your life. Then if you now have certain skills that you have, use the certain skills that you have to in exchange for stuff that you need. So maybe you know how to do certain things. You can barter, trade in order to get food and that sort of thing. And so you're able to move forward. So stop thinking just about the cash aspect. Keep your costs very low. Invest, don't spend. So all that stuff that used to go, you have this huge debt that you have. All that stuff that you do, you're going to drink a lot and so forth and spend all types of money. So you got to have a lifestyle change in realization of where you are right now. Help others when you have nothing. You know, and then I think that's very important. You know, just be generous to a lot of people. It just kind of, it's like karma. Do cool things to people and you'll be blessed in so many ways. Also, use this time to get really, really good. So, you know, when you're broke, you've got less friends and more haters and that sort of thing. So, you know, when I say get good, you know, just become really good because nobody's really looking at you right now because, you know, they don't really care. You got no friends, whatever it is. So just become very, very good so that when you're good at something, once you get paid, this is your time to really, ground yourself and get yourself into shape and that sort of thing. And everything that you're doing is marketing. This is related to being good, by the way. Try something today. Listen to people's conversation and notice how little people speak about what they actually do. All talk and no marketing. So just market yourself. Just let everybody know what you actually do with your life. Yeah, use advice as research, not change. So, you know, make up your own damn mind. You have to make up your mind. So when people give you advice, use it as research. Like, oh, this is what people think and so forth. You know, some people in Zimbabwe, everybody is just dying to give you advice. But use it as research and not change. Don't import other people's inefficiencies. Your business needs systems, opening times, payment processes, pricing structures, and so forth. So if somebody can't sort out their life in order to do business with you, don't import that. Don't make that part of your system. And then celebrate the little things. So suddenly you get your first salary. You've paid your first salary. You paint a door thanks to your business, the business that you made. Share it from the mountaintop. You know, celebrate dreams you have for your future. And finally, write your ideas down. Okay. You know, Carl Joseph Ncube tweets things that haven't happened yet. So just write your ideas down. Because when you write them down, the more you write down your future plans, the more likely that they are to happen. Don't hide it, flaunt it. So those are a couple of ideas that Carl Joseph Ncube shared. I hope somebody out there sitting there and thinking, oh, this is information I really needed. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, I just decided right now I'm going to share a snippet of a new song from Tinashe Makura that I like. The track, he features Amara Brown. The track is called Raw Zimbabwe Raw. I'm just going to share the chorus with you. And on the other side, we'll talk about a little bit. And Raw Zimbabwe. Yeah, there's a track called Raw Zimbabwe Raw. That's Tinashe Makura featuring Amara Brown. Yeah, it's a lovely show. I just feel like it's going to be a sports anthem. Just makes me wake up and like, yeah. There's a track that dropped today, Friday the 26th of June. The name is Larry. You're listening to The Query Cast. And now, Pokelo Nare, remember her from Big Brother, got married traditionally this past week to Hey Guy. The guy that she met on Big Brother Africa. His name is Elikem Kumoridze. And it was $16,000 in Lobola. that was paid. And the Lobola debate started taking place once again. And so I caught a couple of people's opinions in, and then also Untitled went on the streets and talked to some people. First, let me get the opinions that I didn't get from Untitled, then Untitled to finish it off.
I think the maximum price of Lobola depends with the pocket. It depends with someone's pocket, the bride's pocket, because some can afford to pay 1 million, some can afford to pay 100,000, some can even afford to pay $10 million per price. That's their maximum. So there isn't a maximum where you can say people should stop here when they're paying Lobola. No, there is no maximum. As for the minimum, as for me, I would say 500 is the minimum, because you cannot go and say, Diak Zorora, we make $50. That's ridiculous. I think $500 is where we should start saying, yeah, upon Diak Zorora match. At least you have a voice. Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, look, we're not basing it on monetary value, really. You can't actually place a price on a woman, you know. But in terms of the tradition of ilobola and battering for that, it should be 25K in my opinion. 25K in my currency, rands. I think that would be acceptable for, you know, a good woman that's got her things going on. Invaluable to your life.
In a way, Lobola is somewhat self-regulatory in the sense that depending on who you are marrying and who is marrying you, we all know that the figure is somewhere within the region of 20,000. But for the rest of us ordinary guys, it's below 8,000. So everyone knows where they fit. So I can sum it up in the words of the famous R&B group TLC. They have a song that they scored, the lyrics go by, "Don't go chasing waterfalls, stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to." So in a way, don't chase the waterfalls, stick to your rivers and your lakes.
Hi Larry, Artendo here. So, this whole issue of right price, for me, I'm a bit on the fence. Because it does tend to monetize and give monetary value to women, which I am totally against. But also, I mean, if the two parties agree that they want to do that and that's what they feel is okay for them, they should go for it. And it's also about what the guy and the girl will agree makes sense for them. I mean, if Elikan paid 16,000 or 25,000, whatever the amount is, it's up to them. If Elikan feels it's worth every cent, that's what he feels. If Pohelo is okay with somebody paying or raising 25,000 to give a token of appreciation to her parents, then that's still okay. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what people agree to. That's my thought.
Hey, it's Untitled on the CurryCast. Chitaura Nezwe Lobola. And yeah, so what do you think is the minimum or maximum charge here, Lobola?
What I think is there shouldn't be a minimum.
Yeah.
Or a maximum figure for Lobola. But considering the fact that there shouldn't be like a threshold.
Okay. What do you think?
Same, Jesus.
I want your words and your input.
Yeah, when you talk about a minimum and a maximum, what we're saying is this is a commodity we're talking about, ain't it? But if we're talking about building a relationship, to be honest, it's ridiculous to be charging like some figures we are seeing nowadays.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there shouldn't be a charge, really.
Okay.
Well, I don't think per se there is a minimum or maximum, you know, because at the end of the day, some parents are going to charge you on education level.
Yeah.
Yemana. And some are going to charge you depending on damages.
Yeah.
Whether the child is pregnant or whatever it is, and also backgrounds play a role in terms of Lobola charges. But per se, to say that there is maximum minimum,
yeah,
I do not think so.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Would you say that there is maximum minimum? Do you think there is maximum? Like you can't go beyond, let's say, maybe a figure, let's say 20,000?
Well, I personally just think that charging over, like,
go charge someone massive money like for no reason. I don't think that's on, because if you guys love each other, what the hell, just do your thing, you know, without having...
No, but you see, that's the thing. We have to go all the way to the roots of what Lobola means and what it is for. So at the end of the day, Lobola is not something that people should try and think, Kuti, it's something that they're supposed to benefit to make money, but it's something on a respect level to just say thank you for keeping your mana for me.
Yeah.
In this office.
Yeah, so those were some of the views. I think the consensus there is that they're not really like prize, like whatever. But yeah, I get the girl from South Africa who says like, you know, 25,000 rands, which is kind of like $2,500 or something like that. So does that mean that per kilo was 160,000 rands? I don't know. To be honest, I don't really care. I think it's just one of those weird things. I know somebody who paid 50K and that was kind of like, whoa. And he was like fine with it. So it's just down to you, really. So it's a personal choice, whatever you're comfortable with and whatever it is. And, you know, and also, just let's not be weird about judging the value of a woman by how much Lobola was paid for and stuff like that. I know, whatever it is. I know, I find it strange that there's some women who say that they would be offended if their parents didn't charge any Lobola, which is kind of like weird. Like, get me away for free. I don't know. Yeah, so it is what it is. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast Day Take. Thank you very much for joining me. And catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 p.m. every Friday on The Switch. And that is powered by The Movement with my host, co-host, Kundai Chianika. But then I say thank you very much. And to get in touch with me, get in touch with me via email at info@larrykwidirai.com, or you could get me on Twitter at Kwidirai, or just go to my website www.larrykwidirai.com. Kwidirai has got a YI at the end. And with that, I say thank you very much once again, and I'll see you next week. Take care of yourself. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?